This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call House Legislative Procedure to order. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Kamak.
Here.
Healy.
Here.
Mortensen.
Here.
Rehfeldt.
Here.
Van Huysen.
Here.
Stevens.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
What happened to my name?
I know who you are.
Right. I'm gonna be
just pick one.
We have approval of the minutes from our January 12th meeting. Would there be a motion to do that?
Second.
A motion from Representative Healy, seconded by Representative Rehfeldt, to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carries. We have on the agenda to consider revision of permanent rules for the 98th session. Do we want to do any rules changes to the 98th session? Seeing none, we'll move on to preparation for the 99th session. We have two suggestions, I believe. The first one is one that I suggested. It's an amendment to House Rule 6-1. It's the makeup of the Committee on Disciplinary and Expulsion Actions. The committee is made up of 9 members, 4 of which must be from same political party. So it basically makes the committee split 5 Republicans, 4 Democrats. So 4 out of the 7 Democrats in the House would be on that committee if we needed one. So I'm striking that limit on 5 as my recommendation, and that the party makeup of the select committee be proportional to the party makeup of the House of Representatives. That's the change that I'm suggesting. And we've been doing that on a lot of committees, and I think it just makes a lot of sense, especially on discipline and expulsion.
I recommend we consider that change next year. Second.
We have a motion and a second to consider that change for the next year. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Representative Mortensen, I believe you have another suggestion.
You bet. Representative Mullally found one more reference to the remote participation rules that we put in for COVID that is in H5-8. It references Joint Rule 2-5, which we repealed earlier. I believe this was just missed when we put together the changes we made at the beginning of this year, and I think we should clean it up. It's a good catch by Representative Mullally.
We have a motion from Representative Rehfeldt, a second from Representative Healy, that the staff clean up Rule H5-8 to take out the reference to Joint Rule 2-5, which we have repealed. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Motion carries. I believe that's the entirety of our...
Sorry.
I'll be very quick. The first one, H1-1, when we were getting ready for session this year, and there was some, this has been true the last couple times, there was some thought that there might be 2 candidates nominated for speaker. We're looking at the rules. It really offers no guidance for how that vote is supposed to work. I had asked LRC to just flesh out in there that if there's one candidate, it's a yes or no vote. If there's more than one, you know, you vote Mortensen or Rehfeldt. You don't vote up yes or no on Mortensen and then yes or no on Rehfeldt. You know, when you don't have a speaker elected yet, that's like the worst time to have ambiguity in your rules. So I think it might be a good change to discuss for next year.
Motion from Rehfeldt, second from Healy, to have the staff work on H1-1. Similar to the proposal, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Motion carries.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes.
This would be for LRC. You may want to mention to the Senate, it seems to me they'd want to make a commensurate change in the Senate rules. Of course, that's up to them, but I think the same thought would apply.
Going on to the honorary officer.
This is hardly the most significant thing, but in the U.S. Senate, when you have someone who has been president pro tem and then they're not anymore, they're given the title president pro tem emeritus. And this would just be for, if we have Dean Wink in the House and he used to be the speaker and he's not anymore, it's just something that goes on the name badge. It's just a nice thing to do. That's all it is.
We have a motion from Representative Rehfeldt, second by Representative Healy, to direct the staff to look at honorary officer rule. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, next year I'm bringing the appropriations vice chair emeritus rule, but I'm going to hold that for now.
Thanks for the warning. We have a motion to adjourn from Representative Rehfeldt, seconded by Representative Healy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion carries.